Hello there, this is Trevi Ray, and welcome to the other side of paradise. I will be your guide as we embark on an examination beyond the flash and glamour of the famed Fitzgeralds. Published nearly 100 years ago, F. Scott Fitzgerald's most famous novel, The Great Gatsby, has now sold over 25 million copies. In contrast, Zelda Fitzgerald's novel, Save Me the Waltz, is now out of print. The reasons for this are too buried in history to know precisely what went wrong, but sometimes the history of the novelist is more novel than their work. Over the course of 7 episodes, we will examine the life, marriage, work, and eventual demise of the woman who is the heroine of every Fitzgerald novel, even her own. Today, we are going to look at the way this story will be unraveled and explained. It is not as straightforward of a narrative as you might find in a novel, but instead a real story of people who had their own complex lives. We will begin in Montgomery, Alabama, in the home of an Alabama Supreme Court justice and his wife Minnie. Zelda Sayers' life before Scott was filled with the traditions of the South, country clubs, social etiquette, and ballet until World War I began. It was the war that twisted the threads of fate belonging to Zelda and Scott. Their romance began far from his native Minnesota and his education at Princeton. Our first episode together will take us right up to the point that our main characters are going to meet. Episode 2 will show the fated collision of the Southern Belle and the Army officer. Scott already fervently believed that he would become a successful writer, but he was missing a muse. Here we will learn of their romance and eventual marriage. In episode 3, the literary side to this story will begin to unfold. It is here that we will attempt to extricate the Zelda in Scott's work and introduce the work she did on her own. Her novel, a largely autobiographical piece, will provide insight reflecting on the history we have covered and clarity for what we will still see unfold. The 4th episode will focus on the flaws not shown by the society papers, which followed Scott and Zelda's movements with relish. After all, these are two people who married the hero or the heroine of their novels. Novels, however, don't always have perfectly well-developed characters. Add in a heavy dose of alcohol, nightly, and a birth of a child, and this marriage begins to unravel. Episode 5 is an escape to Europe. Gatsby, though famous for its commentary on the elusive American dream, was written in Europe. France, at the time, was an epicenter for the creatives of the day, mingling with Hemingway, who was still up and coming, along with the painters, dancers, and socialites of the age. It was during this time that the marriage, as well as Zelda's health, both mental and physical, deteriorated beyond repair. In episode 6, the lives of our main characters separate and ultimately come to an end. Zelda's death, in particular, was a tragedy perhaps more dramatic than either of them could have ever imagined. In the end, episode 7 evaluates the legacies left behind by the Fitzgeralds. Formidable characters on their own, the time has exaggerated and shallowed their lives. Zelda is remembered as the first flapper, Scott as an American novelist. How are their lives condensed to these two unsatisfactory titles? Minnie may not have been thrilled by F. Scott Fitzgerald's work in high school. Perhaps he was the wrong choice. Maybe his wife would have been a subject of greater interest.